Just allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, a place where you can easily follow my words and allow your body to relax. As you get comfortable, I want you to focus on your breathing. I don't want you to try and change your breathing. Just focus on it. Become aware of the air moving into your mouth or nose, down your throat, and into your lungs, feeling your chest and stomach slowly rising as you breathe in, and then falling down as you breathe out. Just pay attention to how it feels, how quickly or slowly you breathe, and if watching your breath helps you to relax and slow down, or if it causes you to breathe more deeply, more easily now. It's okay, whatever you may find yourself doing. Just let it happen and follow my words, allowing them to all simply and easily sink, 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 and deeper and deeper into your mind. The more they sink in, the more relaxed you find yourself, and the easier it becomes to focus and to let go. So relaxed as the world around you just starts to fade away, nothing else matters, just my words and how relaxed and calm you feel now. So easy to just focus and relax and let go. And as the world around you fades away, another world seems to take its place. A large open room, full of artifacts and treasures from ages long, long ago. Things from faraway places, ancient cultures long since vanished away. The room is filled with statues and pottery, stone tablets and glass display cases, putting everything on display. You're in a museum, a large and dimly lit museum. Only the artifacts are lit. Everything else is dark. You can feel the floor, solid and firm beneath your feet, and hear your footsteps echo against the stone walls as you walk, seeing the artifacts in your mind. As you walk through the exhibit, you come upon a statue, a beautiful statue of a cat. The skin of the cat looks like black polished stone, while its collar and claws are the shiniest gold you've ever seen. Its collar is adorned with gems, and its eyes are the brightest emeralds you've ever seen. It's a statue of an Egyptian goddess called Bast, or Bastet, depending on who you ask. But as you sit there looking at the statue, you swear that you can hear a purr echoing through the room. But the more you look around, the more you feel yourself being pulled towards this statue, toward its eyes. The green emeralds just seem to reach out to you now, seem to pull you in. As the purr echoes through your mind, as you look, you start to feel something, something deep in your mind. You feel yourself starting, in your thoughts, to purr along with the statue. You feel yourself starting to relax and feel at peace. As this purr moves through your mind, you start to feel your body becoming more and more relaxed, looser, as your mind seems to just turn off and listen to the purr. You start to feel yourself becoming more playful, more curious. You start to sit in front of the statue, but it just feels right to be on all fours, to kind of sit like a cat as you slowly purr, the image of a tail swishing from side to side in your mind starts to form. Just feeling this peace wash through your body, through your mind, as you find yourself purring, tail behind you swishing gently, more and more, just staring into the eyes. And then it happens. You don't really notice it coming. You simply let out a very feline. It almost seems to slip from your mind. And for a split second, you notice just how odd that is. But then you look back at the statue's eyes and feel yourself being pulled in. And your mind relaxes and drifts away, feeling just how natural it is to sit like this, to feel your tail swishing from side to side, to feel your ears twitching atop your head, and to let out a soft, gentle meow, and feel how that just sends shivers through your body. You almost feel as if the hair on your body stands up and then relaxes. The glow of the eyes seem to fill your mind, and you simply sit and focus and purr and let out a nice soft meow. You can't help but just sit and stare into the eyes, sinking deeper and deeper as you purr and meow softly. It feels so natural to be like this now, so calm. You're not sure how long you sit, but then you feel something, someone bump into you in the museum in your mind. You look away from the statue and notice just normal crowds in the museum, and look back at the statue, only to notice the statue appears quite normal. You're not sure what happened or why, but it sticks with you in your mind as you move through the museum. Sometime later, you return home to someplace safe, maybe where you are now, and just relax. And as you do, you hear the dingle of a tiny little bell in the distance. The bell seems to echo through your mind, and you feel yourself drawn to it, step by step, closer and closer to the bell, hearing it ding, gently and easily. But as you take step after step, you start to feel deep in your mind a need, a desire, to simply let out a soft meow. You're not sure why, but every step, that desire just seems to grow. Every tiny dingle of the bell makes your mind more relaxed and empty. And you simply want to meow for me now. Hearing that bell in your mind as you let out that soft meow, you start to feel your ears twitch, shifting and moving up to your head. You feel your eyes slowly getting sharper and brighter. Every step you take, your mind seems to just sink and fade. You feel a tail growing behind you, and it no longer feels right to walk on two legs. As you slowly feel yourself lowering to your hands and knees and walking on all fours, a soft meow escaping your lips as you simply walk and relax the desire to meow, building in your mind. And every time you indulge that desire, every time you let out a soft, simple meow, slip from your lips, you'll feel yourself become more and more like a cat, whatever that means to you, feeling more and more curious as you hear that bell in the distance, needing to find it, needing to explore, and simply giving a little meow as you get closer and closer to the sound of the bell. You become aware of a figure sitting in front of you on a chair. No, not a chair, a throne, ornate and ancient, holding a collar with a tiny little bell on it, shaking the bell ever so slowly, ever so gently. Every dingle of the bell draws you in more and more deeply, more completely. You have to move closer. You can't help it. Your mind is blank, except for the sound of the meow and the bell drawing you in. And in the shadows, you see the figure's eyes glowing a deep, brilliant green, and you feel yourself simply relax, mouth falling open, helpless and enthralled, enthralled to Bast, the goddess of cats. You can feel that power sinking into you through their gaze, deeper and deeper into your mind, as you simply sit at their feet, looking up at them, helpless and calm, hearing the bell, and hearing your own mind and body simply meow. As you stare up at the figure before you, you see them reaching down and feel their hand sliding along your head, their claw-like nails gently gliding through your hair, and it sends shivers down your back through your skin. You feel yourself starting to purr ever so gently now. Just feel those hands sliding softly and easily along your head and down your neck, and then slowly, easily moving those claw-like nails behind your ear and slowly scratching, rolling their fingernails along your scalp behind your ear, feeling that shiver move down your body and through your mind. It seems to simply make you melt and sink. No more thoughts, only the feelings, only the nails and the purr. As the fingers scratch your head, you notice them slowly move the collar down in front of you, the shiny, tiny bell dingling as they do. And you can feel the collar being placed around your neck, not too tight, not tight at all, a comfortable, soft feeling as you feel it locked in place. And feel them give the bell a little flick, making the bell echo as they scratch behind your ear and then down your neck, hearing them whisper softly that you are such a good kitty, such a good little pet, completely under their spell. And as you sit there, you start to feel your body getting weaker and limper, your arms and legs simply slide out from under you, and you fall to the floor, making the bell dingle even more. Your mind is empty, whether it was the sound of the bell, or the soothing sound of your own purring, or the expert scratches of the one who collared you. Your mind has simply turned off, completely and totally now. You lay there limply as you feel them scratching along your back, along your belly, finding that special place on your stomach that makes your leg twitch and shake. You can't help but purr and meow as they scratch along your body, slowly and easily, finding all of those special places, those places that just make your body tingle. You feel it in your head, feel it in your scalp, and in your mind, and you feel it deep in your soul. Maybe this is your first time feeling this, or maybe you've fantasized about this before, but right now it feels completely new and magical. The feeling of the scratches moving along your body, through your body. You become aware of your tail, flicking slowly and easily behind you, swishing side to side, helplessly, easily. The scratches keep you blank and open as you simply purr more and more deeply as you sink into the scratches, and as they scratch along your head, along your back, along your belly, you find yourself simply drifting deeper and deeper, connecting with this feeling, even if it's just for a little while, feeling something new and deep, something that helps you to simply let go and relax. The scratching and petting gives you a form of relaxation, a form of peace that is completely unique, and every purr helps you to just let go and drift completely and totally down, deeper and deeper now, just how you want, my good little kitten. As you sit there, being scratched so deeply, so easily, seeing the glowing, magical eyes of Bast staring into your mind, into your soul, you start to realize that if you want to, in the future, you may hear the bell, may feel it around your neck, feel it shaking, and hearing it dingling from time to time. And if you want to, you'll feel that meow building inside of your mind. You can resist it for a while, till you are someplace safe. But once you are, you may notice, if you really want to, that that meow will just slip out, and your transformation will start again. One meow leads to another, and leads to your mind simply shutting down and becoming more cat-like, more feline. It leads to you feeling your body shifting and becoming a cat. You feel yourself purr, and if you want to, even letting yourself curl up or walk like a cat on all fours, stretching out, arching your back in a nice long stretch and yawn, or find yourself using the back of your wrist to gently brush away your hair from your face. You may even find yourself curling up on a couch or a bed, nuzzling your head into the soft, invitingly warm cushions. Or maybe even with someone very close to you. Or maybe you'll simply find yourself batting around a pillow or a stuffed animal or playing with your own pets safely, but in a manner more feline. Whatever is the most comfortable for you, the more you meow, the more you purr, the more feline you'll become. You'll be able to change back when you're done, but you'll be free to explore this transformation again and again. For now, in your mind, simply allow yourself to feel the nails sliding along your scalp, along your neck and back, sliding over your body and sending shivers deeper and deeper into your mind, into your body, into your soul, hearing yourself meow and purr, and letting the bell dingle softly around your neck. You are free to sit here, being scratched and petted for as long as you'd like. Or you are free to explore in your mind the world of this cat goddess, or maybe even your own world. Always remembering to be safe and careful. Don't try to jump on top of anything or climb anything that you normally couldn't. But you are free to imagine it in your mind and enjoy for as long as you'd like. And when you are ready to wake up, simply let the purring subside and the meows fade away and let yourself wake up. But for now, just enjoy this feeling, the scratching in your hair and the purring and gentle meowing, pulling you more and more deeply into this fantasy, like the good little kitty that you've become. Now...